It's Dick Toledo, and I want to thank you guys for downloading, streaming, and sharing all of our HMS podcasting content. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by our friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out their new and used inventory online at chapmandodge.com. And while you do that, have you realized that you're sick of your house yet? Tired of being cooped up every weekend? How about getting away, far away, to where people aren't, like up in the high country? Well, if I've learned one thing in working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, it's that when you want to leave people behind, there's only one thing that'll get you there. The off-road machine, a Jeep. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's HMS podcasting content.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. It's called the Brady Report. Boy, when will I ever learn to just grab this damn thing before? It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Coors Light. Watch the race at Hooters this weekend and grab a 32-ounce pitcher of Coors Light and an order of fried pickles, own special, at Hooters. And then say, hey, Hooters, thanks for giving me the Brady Report. Brady reported.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts.
Go.
The shortest war in history.
Has to be Grenada.
Nope. Was the UK versus Zanzibar.
Oh.
August 27th, 1896.
How long?
One day?
Oh, it was a day war.
What a memorable
day. Hey, by the by, that's this show's anniversary. August 27th. So we share that now with the Zanzibarian nightmare.
The Zanzibarians surrendered in 38 minutes after.
Did they know they were going to be attacked? Or was it the English just said, let's take Zanzibar today for fun.
So the English announced it, and they had the Zanzibarians.
In the next half of an hour, you'll be under attack, and maybe some will fight, maybe some will not. But Zanzibar will be ours by lunch, my tea time. 38 minutes, Colonel, we have done.
Call it.
What guy in the Zanzibar army was so
adamant about staying?
Smart, no, was so smart about when they attacked, going 15 minutes in, going, we got to stop. We got to surrender. Like, who surrenders in a war in half an hour? Like, you watch one episode of Who's the Boss and 8 minutes of Jeopardy. And then the next thing you know, you're like, we got to quit. This is over.
It was like, send the first line over.
Yeah.
No.
Get the report 38 minutes later. Anyone coming back? No. Okay, it's over.
I think it was 5 minutes of him going, all right, we are effed.
And think
33
about
minutes of trying to convince them to give it up.
You had to train an army. You had to have guys sign up. And go through all the training. And then 33 minutes into it, say, that's it. We're not prepared for this. It is. It's just all for the uniforms and the marching because they didn't know preparation for when an army actually attacks.
Maybe
38-minute war.
And who knows? Maybe it was a 2-minute skirmish, but it took the person on foot 36 minutes to deliver the message. We surrender.
We don't want this.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's like the giant bullies coming in. I don't know. You can have my bike. What did Zanzibar have that they wanted?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Gold, diamonds.
Okay.
What if you were taken out in the 37th minute?
Oh, you were the last guy to die in the Zanzibar skirmish.
Damn it!
We surrender.
Avenge me! No, we're quitting. I don't want any part of what just happened to this guy. We're done.
Steve Guttenberg. Beat out huge competition to be the star of Police Academy. Ready for this?
I think it was it
other actors
Mel
who auditioned?
Gibson?
Bruce Willis.
There's a big name in it.
Michael Keaton, Tom Hanks, Judge Reinhold.
Oh, I always thought that the one. I'm thinking of Beverly Hills Cop. That was Sylvester Stallone. That was
Willis,
written
Keaton,
for Sylvester
and Hanks
Stallone.
Are pretty.
Those are big names, yeah. But written for Sylvester Stallone, Beverly Hills Cop, which. It's a different movie completely, but, you know, Eddie got in there and got more comedic. But it was built for him to become more of an affable kind of lighthearted guy. He would have never been able to do what Eddie Murphy did with it. But, yeah, Beverly Hills Cop was a
stunt guy. Direct that one? What, Hal Needham? Is that the guy?
Hal Needham was the stuntman that directed Hooper and
like all of those.
Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Run, the Bandit. Yeah. He did the Bandit, too. Yeah. That's right. I don't think he did It's Beverly Hills Cop.
There's an app called ThreeFun for people looking for threesomes. Mm. And they looked at a million of their users to figure out which zodiac signs are the most open to some three-way action. The results.
All of them. Depends on who you ask. It's not your zodiac sign.
Capricorns, Leos, and Geminis. Just under 12% of single people who use the app are Capricorns. Leo.
No, Cancer.
Cancer. Cusp.
And Brady, you're Pisces?
Aquarius.
Aquarius. Oh, by the way, all of this that we're talking about right now is just horse. There's nothing to it has any merit at all. And if you believe it, you might as well eat black licorice while you're about to dangle from that rope, because it's silly talk. They proved it so wrong 10 years ago. Remember that thing like Western,
when
they said the calendars are wrong, there'd have to be a 13th month for this to work, and then all of them are like, well, I go by the Eastern one. No, you don't. You read it out of the newspaper like everybody else.
There's truth to it when you find out rising signs and...
Yeah, if there's truth to it, we haven't figured it out yet. Stop it. Stop reading the newspaper saying, you're going to have a good day, and that itch in your palm is just money waiting for you. Check the bank. There's been an error. It's like there's the Monopoly chance cards.
An error in your favor.
Yeah.
On go your back two spaces. Just check people's birthdays.
Yeah, and find
Do
out.
Your own
well, we got Leo's Capricorns in here? Good. At least these people are into it. That Aquarius is going to just tattle on everybody. Then you got Toledo the Cancer. He's just going to tweet about it until he's in a fight.
I'm going to put this under Wild America.
All right. I'll allow it.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. There's a lady in Mobile, Alabama, Rosetta Kimbrough. She was hunkered down in her home for Hurricane Sally last week. And right after she fell asleep, she woke up with a loud crashing sound. Turned out the wind blew down a tree that landed on her house and crashed through the roof of her bedroom.
Whoa.
Damn.
Luckily, she wasn't seriously hurt by the tree, but she was pinned down and on her bed by one of the branches.
Animal.
Bees.
Oh, no. My worst nightmare.
A bee attack began.
Oh, man.
The tree happened to have a large beehive, so the bees started swarming her.
Hold on.
They couldn't get away.
The tree couldn't survive the wind, but the beehive did?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Rarely are they taken out of the trees, even though it's like... Have you ever
it came through a roof, grains? Though, didn't it?
Yeah, but the hangy-dangy beehive?
It was onto the branch.
The dingly-dangler?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the scientific approach.
The old dingly-dangler
but the wind was so strong that it knocked things down.
Yeah.
And the beehive's like, we're good.
Because the branch either kind of opened, made the opening beforehand.
I'm impressed with beehives.
Anyway, she got pregnant.
No, she's the queen.
They started swarming.
They made her queen. How unfortunate.
Her husband had to call 911 because he got out of there.
Oh, yeah.
You're pinned in.
Every man for himself.
Sucks to be you.
I can't push a big tree off of you.
The firefighters managed to get her out of under the tree, but several of the firemen also got stung.
And he's never going to hear the end of this.
Not too bad. She ended up with 20 bee stings and a concussion.
He wound up with a concussion after that. He's leaving her
every day. Remember when you didn't help me with the tree? Like, I'm a man. I'm just a human male. I can't push giant falling trees off of you. A real man would have. Well, good luck, Queen Bee. That's crazy. That would be my. That is. I'm going to have a panic attack about that tonight. That my impending doom is not only will the tree pin me, that there's a beehive in it. Oh, I hate bees.
And Toledo. Have you been to the crater of Diamond State Park?
I have not.
Pike County, Arkansas?
Oh, God, no.
You need
no.
to.
I didn't do any tourist activities. Next road in trip. They're not worth it.
When you were in Arkansas, you just stayed in your apartment.
I hated it. No, I went to Dallas like almost every weekend to get the F out of that state.
Well, you might want to rethink it. This guy went to the crater of Diamond State Park and pulled out a 9-carat digging around.
Is this still
Wild
America?
Is that legal?
America?
Can you.
Yeah, it's in the. You're in the mountains digging up.
I thought it was just always wildlife.
That's what I thought.
Technically,
too.
Everybody's always
we're stretching on this.
You're morphing
it's
things.
Wild reaching. America.
No. Mm-hmm. You're going off of that Ratzenberger TV show.
Let me finish the story.
Okay. It better be a bear attack and he steals the diamond.
A razorback attacked him.
Ah, there you go.
Oh.
Embellished.
Yeah.
And they shot the razorback after the attack. The razorback ate the diamond and passed it.
You lost me a long time ago.
That's wild. Your wild America.
Not really. Plus one. By the way, I've asked Mo from the Mo Show. to come down to us to our station here this morning because today's her last day. We've killed again, and another morning show must go.
Nice.
So I told Mo, I said, you come down here. I know you want to say goodbye, but there's absolutely no point in saying goodbye in your station. Nobody's listening. I mean, who are you saying goodbye to? Come down to a station with listeners and say it's been a nice run and actually speak to people for your farewell
and apologize.
Show. And apologize. And apologize for that was mainly what it was going to be. Apologize to me for stepping into the morning arena and trying to steal money from us, essentially. So it's time that you took a step back. Mo's not going to be here anymore. We love her. She's a great person. But like I've said to good friends of mine, if you decide to get into the morning arena here, I hope you end up on a breadline or do a show at another time. So Mo, and she said, I'll be down at 8:10. And I said, okay. And then she goes, oops, chubby fingers, 9:10. And I'm like, why? And she goes, stuff to do. And I'm like, what do you care? Autopilot that mother effer and then do whatever you want for the next hour or so. Got stuff to do. I mean, an intern hit buttons. You're fired.
You got time to do your TikToks.
Yeah, do a TikTok. Your goodbye TikToks. Yeah. I don't know why you'd say goodbye to an audience that did nothing for you. My whole last show would be, you know what? You guys, you unloyal pricks. You couldn't tell friends?
Thanks for
you
nothing.
Couldn't help me. Thanks for nothing. I'm out of work now, you pieces of adios, amigos. But you're all nice to the 12 people that stuck around. It's an insane asylum. Come down here and talk to an audience that, you know, and talk to us. Say, hey, thanks a lot, audience, that didn't like me. We'll let you have a farewell show, and you actually say it to a large audience. It'd be the biggest group she's ever talked to. It'd be great. I'm trying to give her a form, but she's like, no, I'll be there at 9:10. I'm like, Mo? And she says, I got benchmarks I got to hit. I'm like, the consultant, give you a last day? Or, you know, let's take a look at that last day. You missed a couple marks here, I think. Get in here. She's got nerdgasm to do. I don't know what that is, but that's why her show's going off the air.
In New York, the Grand Central platform, 3 MTA employees got busted. They had a little man cave they built below the platform. It had exercise equipment, a futon, TV,
whoa,
refrigerator. They called me and said, how's your bitch barn going?
How is that? Did you water the flowers last night during the Dolphins and Jags game?
Good. I did some pruning.
Did some pruning. Yeah, you got to make sure because Ronnie will get mad if those things have brown leaves.
I've got some science news.
Of course you do. It's Friday. Richard? It's Friday. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Hello, my friends. I'm Professor Brady Bogan, and this is your science news.
That's right. It's a Friday tradition, so screw your science theme.
If Congress will fund it, NASA says it's ready to send two more people to the moon by 2024.
Okay.
And one of them would be the first woman to walk on the moon.
Great. Oh, you got to turn this off. I can't listen to Rebecca. I'm singing along.
Get my boy Thomas Dolby back.
Yeah. 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 Maybe just an intro of Friday into Dolby.
Okay.
Find it find the... Brett can edit music real well. Yeah. It gets you enough.
The pandemic has changed the way birds sing, at least city birds. In general, they tend to sing louder. Mm-hmm. A few decades ago, they started discovering this because the noise pollution was louder, so the birds up their game.
So now they're singing
the pandemic.
WAP and stuff? Well, they're singing WAP?
Quiet. They've toned it down now.
No kidding.
Yep.
The decibel level's a little lower because there's less of us outside.
Yep.
So it's like those two dogs in that meme. Hey, Tony!
Yeah, yeah. Don't say nothing about my mom!
F you, Tony!
That is a great... I love that. Well, good. That's science news. That should be Wild America.
A study, well, but...
You're confused today.
No, but this is a scientific study. I'm putting out under science.
I know you are, but I'm telling you it shouldn't be.
A study in England also found that, just like humans, some rats like... some rats like to be tickled, and some don't.
That's science?
Yeah, didn't you hear?
Oh.
It's in science news.
Scientific study.
It's poetry in motion, Brett.
Man, we are stretching today.
I don't know what that is. And the guy that's tickling rats for a living? Great gig.
Great science study.
Great gig. Went to college, became a scientist, and you tickle rats and go, some do, some don't. It's a fitty-fitty.
It's like being a weatherman.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, random,
weatherman. Yeah, weatherman in Arizona is like, hey, look, 20% chance? That's pretty good. I don't know. Don't hold me to it. But I tickle rats for a living is a great T-shirt.
And it's 50-50.
And yeah.
Next time, if you run into Pizza Rat.
Yeah. Now, the real science would be like, how do you know which are going to love it? Like, the ones with pink eyes love being tickled, the ones that don't. But they're just like, no, it's a crapshoot. Some rats like it, some don't. Just like people.
Worth a run at a king rat.
But there's no discerning visual quality that you can say, oh, they've got that little hook on their nose. That means they love being tickled.
No.
No. Just some
you'll
do some.
You'll find
out. Yeah, you'll find out the hard way or the easy way.
Drawing blood, they don't like to be tickled.
This is the one that likes it. And how do you know a rat's enjoying tickles?
Their laugh is very distinguished.
Giggle. Like five.
Yeah. Yep. That's your science news. Yeah.
Somewhere out there.
Oh, this rat likes being tickled.
I'm a mouse.
Whatever, Fievel. Same thing to me. You're snake food.
Ring announced their newest home security camera, and it's small, autonomous drone. The Ring drone flies around your house while you're away so you can see what's happening.
Perfect.
Goes on sale next year.
This is what we need. More surveillance of the neighbor's yards. Great idea.
Amazon
I get one. I think it's neat, but I don't want to see Michael and Troy's backyard at all.
Amazon announced a bunch of new features they're bringing on their Alexa smart devices. So they'll play a much bigger role in your home. Some of the features include listening for sounds like breaking glass or doors opening when you're away and calling the cops.
Hmm.
Locking your doors, turning on your lights. Kind of that stuff is on there, but it steps it up. It's basically your surveillance.
But it knows the difference between dogs barking and breaking glass. Because that's usually a decibel thing. It's like once it hits it. Because I had to turn off my glass breaking security thing.
Yeah.
Because it was.
I'm sure if you have dogs that might change it up just like your security thing. The difference maker, the deal maker.
Yeah.
Or the game changer is taking care of a crying baby by turning on a lamp or music.
Alexa will do that?
Yeah.
Oh. One less thing for a parent to do in the crucial, crucial years of infancy.
This last one.
Care for the child. Oh, that's great. Because all that science about moms needing to go in and comfort a crying baby by putting the heartbeat next to the kid's ear. Alexa's got it. Stay asleep. Put your white noise on. SIDS can't happen when Alexa is in the room.
Turning off your TV
terrible.
When you start snoring.
I don't want you. Do you have an Alexa?
You need to stop it. If you need to, Greg Manning, dentistry at Power Ranch.
Yeah.
You'll no longer snore.
Beautiful. Do you have an Alexa, Brett?
No.
Do you? No. You do?
Yeah.
And you like it?
I like it. I have
one. You have one? Yeah. I hate it. I can't imagine wanting that in my house.
The boys love it. They have the dots in their room, but that's kind of their alarm, and that's how they go to sleep listening to music and stuff.
Man, I wouldn't want it at all.
Yeah, the more you read into it. I mean, we've had them for a couple of years, so the more you read into it.
It's a surveillance machine.
Yeah, completely is.
And for
it's
your
how.
Money. Mm-hmm. It's not, and maybe someday for nefarious stuff, but right now, it's HAL 2000 for your cash.
Yep.
Well, they had those rings that were getting hacked and stuff online, and like people were talking to you while you were in your room.
Creepy,
and like
the babysitter cameras.
Yeah.
The Google.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't think... I want Alexa telling me when the now she's a nag.
Your baby is crying. I hear it. Let it go. I'll be right back.
I'll never need my voice.
I don't want that. I can get up and turn the lights on and off. That's not a big deal.
There was a big celebration in a town in upstate New York. The board met because people were saying maybe we should change the name of our town.
Uh-oh.
But the board voted across unanimously, nope, we're sticking to it. Swastika New York remains.
Right. Been an argument every year. Any old swastika New York? Beautiful lakeside swastika. How many people live in swastika?
Population?
930. Does it say?
No.
What were the options? Goebbels? Hitlandia.
Zykron B.
They were going to call it Zykron B, New York. Yep. Gasopolis. I mean, what else do you call it? Yeah. Just the greatest names of all time.
Grundle Gulch.
Grundle Gulch I would live in. At least it's not racist.
Well, it was named in the 1800s because swastika originally is...
It's a sign of peace.
Sanskrit word, meaning well-being or peace.
Yeah. I never forget that lady in San Diego at Coronado that had that swastika on, that big old medallion on her neck. And people were like, you need to take that off. She was from somewhere else. She's like, I don't know why everybody's so mad at. It's like, you didn't get that news that that thing anywhere but where you're from is going to catch some heat. You can't just walk around the beach at Coronado. You can't be at the Dell with a Flavor Flav clock swastika around your neck, you lunatic.
Believe me, I've done it. Yeah,
read a
it's
book.
Tough.
Read a goddamn book. I don't care that you're Thai or whatever the hell you are. Pick up a book and recognize you're not, you know, didn't you look and go, hey, is America cool with my symbols? Before I float over to San Diego, I'm going to take a gander at, you know, what might piss them off a little bit. If I had an elephant dick for like a medallion, like Italians wear. I wandered over to a place that worships elephants.
It's a sperm.
Yeah, I'm going to take it off. That was crazy. And she kept saying, it means peace. And like, ah, people are furious. Right there about that. And the best part about that whole argument was, it was next to the ice cream shop that leads out to the deck at the Dell. People were like, you got to take that off. I got good sprinkles today.
There's a new food trend going on with this fall weather kicking in. You ready for the food trend?
Go tell me. Get it.
Clam chowder.
Oh, I love clam chowder. Yep. It's too hot to eat it here.
According to Grubhub, some other the trend right now.
Yeah, talk to me.
A lot of chowder's flying out the door.
All right. Not here.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I had a bowl delivered yesterday.
No.
Lies.
No, you
that
didn't.
Is not true.
Yeah. Nobody eats clam chowder here. It's got to be like 30 or lower for clam chowder to be good.
No, I could enjoy it.
What's your temperature range for clam chowder? 85?
Yeah.
I'll go along with that. I can go in the 80s, yeah. 70s, 80s.
It's so thick. It lives with you forever.
It does do that, yeah.
It's like potatoes.
But
what is it? Potatoes?
A good bowl does.
Potatoes, clams, and male prostitute juice.
Potatoes, clams, butter, flour.
They'll throw some bacon in there. Bacon.
I imagine that clam chowder texture is exactly what hookers
carrot,
deal
celery,
with every Friday night. Every Friday, hookers are like, it's the same as swallowing clam chowder. It's got to be.
McDonald's.
Brady likes it in the heat.
It's the
25th. It's a nice sweaty like mustache.
Bring it on.
Ugh. I don't know how people eat soup in this city. I don't get it. It's hard. It's got to be cold for
soup. You had
soup
more
to work.
Soup being consumed during the pandemic.
Well, not just here,
comfort.
Though.
Oh, yeah, I bet
where?
You. Where? At home. I have some soup.
Well, that doesn't mean that the whole world does. You eat a lot.
Yeah, but the comfort food soup is under that realm. And
yeah,
I
but
think
even in Arizona, we're different. I would be wildly surprised if there was a soup uptick in Phoenix in the summer.
Look at the shelves at the chicken noodle soup.
I think that was people just stocking
up.
Yeah,
that was stocking up for a terrible event. That wasn't because they were dying for a bowl of soup in 110 degrees.
You couldn't find a good can of Chunky. All the good flavors were gone.
You were the only one who noticed that.
Even Progresso.
Look at the shelves.
Like, what's up?
Everybody's starving for a can of soup. No, they were worried that it was the end of the world, so they bought canned goods.
Nope. Soup is on the uptick. Pounding it.
I want to see your... I think you're dreaming a statistic. I don't think you have any basis for fact behind that. That soup in Phoenix is on the rise.
Me.
I question you.
Soup consumption is on the rise in the summer of Arizona.
Nope. No. I would venture to guess every year soup takes a huge plunge in this city, somewhere around May.
McFlurry, the McDonald's McFlurry.
Those are
25.
On the uptick. Yeah.
It's the 25th anniversary, and they're rolling out McFlurry pajamas, available for a limited time.
In triple XL, I hope.
Nope.
No, they're not doing small
tights. XL is the biggest size.
No.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. Because somebody who loves McFlurries enough to dress like one is not not shapely. Well, they're shapely. They're a shape. Round.
They'll go triple X if they roll out the Shamrock Shake pajamas.
Just build them for Grimace, because that's who's going to be wearing them. The giants that are, like, revolutionizing fashion. Like that, what's her name, that new model they're going on about. Last name's McGravy. I call her McGravy. Heather McGrady, McGravy. I call her McGravy. And they're like, she's the curviest model in the history of models. And I looked at them. I don't see any curves. I'm seeing one. Like, this is a very, very round person. She's changing everything. I'm like, yeah.
When did curves turn into that? Because back in the day, like, curvy was like Jane Mansfield and, yeah, you know, like Sophia Loren. And now it's just round slobs. That's just slobs.
She's curvy.
No, you're not.
Isn't that curvy? You have to have curves to be curvy. You're a circle.
But I've got a curve.
No, you don't. That's a dent. Dents and curves are different. Curves are smooth. That's an indention or a...
Cellulite doesn't count as
that's
a curve.
No, that's four-wheeling. You've got a whoop-de-doo track on your thighs.
I'm a model.
Well, then I am too. We're all models.
You're awful.
No, you're just delusional.
I can model if I want.
Then so can I. And me and Caleb from the Shriners, we're going to be in front of Abercrombie & Fitch.
Back in my day, I mean, it was like Joan of Arc. Now there's some curves.
I don't know if she had curves or not, but I know she wasn't round.
Get that armor off.
You get donuts all over the place. McFlurries up and down.
Back in February of 2018, this 29-year-old woman named Fathia Abedin was driving in the UK and the town she lived in, and she was using her phone. She accidentally hit someone on the crosswalk, sped away from the scene. She didn't realize it at the time, but the person she hit was her 61-year-old father-in-law.
Oh, my God. Wow, this is a murder.
He was seriously injured. And instead of coming clean, Thea tried to cover it up by deleting texts.
Oh, no.
Coming up with alibis. Eventually using excuses like she had an asthma attack.
Oh, boy.
Temporary amnesia. She was in court on Wednesday, and her family was there, including the father-in-law, who even wrote a letter supporting her and forgiving her. She got 18 months in prison.
That's it?
Yep.
For running over her father-in-law?
Yeah.
And lying about it the whole time?
Well, the judge was like, you know, the fact that you're getting along with your father-in-law.
Please. That's insane. 18 months is worth it in a lot of father-in-law cases. I know two or three people right now that would kill their father-in-law for a year and a half in jail just it's worth it. I'll run him over. I'll wheelchair that guy for a year and a half. So I miss a birthday. Big deal.
Oh, I'm going to miss one birthday. Hopefully you get it on the right time.
Right. Yeah. Well, you might miss two.
Yeah.
You know,
could you schedule it where
come out right before
that's
your
up to you.
Done.
That's planning. But, you know, you do it like if I did it on July 27th and hit that 18 months, I only miss one. I get my birthday. I run him over. 18 months later, I'm good. I get one
birthday.
Like I
say, you get out right before your second
one. It'll be January before my next one. I got 6 months to stew up for my next. But I missed a birthday. We're going to double up when I'm 50. But running over,
we'll do a twofer.
If you give me 18 months to like run this guy over, it's 18 months. That's not so bad. I figured it'd be like 10 years or something at least to run a guy over.
Yeah.
She only got that, I think, that Uber driver that killed somebody here. And she wasn't driving.
Well, she was, but she wasn't.
Right. She was in Should've the
been. She was texting while the car did at work.
Right.
And she is also an operative word in this situation because she was also playing with her dick. It was a weird situation.
And did the person die?
Yeah, you remember that on Mill Avenue?
This person survived. That's why.
Yeah, but that's not the driver's concern.
Well,
if they survive, it's not murder, right? I know. But I mean, saying like attempting a murder like that is not 18 months versus 10 years. I mean, that's crazy. Just because a guy survived doesn't mean your intentions weren't to kill him.
Yeah,
that thing over on Mill Avenue is so weird. And then you're looking at it like, okay, what are we doing here? Because there was a moment there where you had to be careful with the political correctness of the driver's situation.
Oh, that's true?
Yeah, because it was somebody trans something. I don't know the proper word. But you have to be careful with it. And then the one ran somebody over in the middle of the road, not paying attention, texting and driving. And one of them, the cars that's supposedly not supposed to hit people. And everybody's like, well, I don't know what. And you kind of lose interest because you don't want to get in trouble going, oh, that person's an idiot. Oh, you hate him because they're this and that. No, they were, oh, no. You can't have an opinion on this without
LGBT
being a bigot.
LGBT texting.
Yeah.
Or no.
I don't know what it is. But that person did something, you know, bad. But
yeah.
I don't trust those cars. I don't like when a lane assist is on. It starts pushing you back. Yeah, lane assist is the worst.
I think it's abrupt.
I want to drive my car myself. I like my car being under my spell. I don't like it to pick up and go, I don't like where you're going. Let me take over. If the passenger reached over and started to pull on the wheel, you'd punch him. I don't want the car to have a brain to say, yeah, I don't like you drifting over a little bit.
I'm with you. I mean, some of the best driving is when I doze off.
Well, if you're dozing off, you're not driving.
Now, the problem will, you either got to go all in or none.
What do you mean?
It's got to be all animated or
automated,
animated.
Yeah. You have to have the, every car on the road has to be one or the other.
Yeah.
You can't have the mix and match.
We'll end it with a radio video. And usually we discourage a good wedding proposal.
I do.
But this is one of my favorites this year.
And this one touched you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of space are you in?
It was in the Brooklyn Bridge.
Aw. Did somebody jump?
You'll see.
A Brooklyn Bridge proposal.
Yeah. This is how they should go down.
I want you to be my betrothed.
Oh!
I bought this
ring. Photographers are there.
I say I bought this ring. I got this ring. Let's just say
it fell off a truck.
Okay, there's photographers. There's a dude.
Talk louder.
I can't hear what he's saying.
You can't really hear him, but there we go.
That's how you propose.
It's okay.
The people just riding their bikes on the bridge.
What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah. I want to take you to the busiest place in the world and have it work out. She's got some honkers.
What is with the follow-up video?
Holy. Yeah.
Yeah, this one should have been a radio video.
Someone's look at the cans on the wife in that prearranged marriage. They couldn't have guessed that when they were babies and they made those two get married. My God, nice get there. He had to be happy to get that one out of the way. So the woman I am arranged to be married to has grown gigantic knockers. I cannot wait to propose.
I am a happy man.
I am a happy, happy man. My parents did a great job.
His friends were like, what are you talking about? Yeah. 100 goats. Oh.
I don't know if they still do that, Brady. That's racist. What I'm doing is classy. The knockers are massive, I tell you. And she likes to do sit-ups. I have won the lottery, my friends. My wife is a slob. She is changing the face of fashion. What's her name, McGrady? Gravy? Find out McGravy's name.
It was McGrady, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was McGrady, but for her first name. I'd rather see Tracy McGrady in a bathing suit.
Wildebeest?
No. That's
sorry.
Yeah, I just don't like that. You can't
Hunter
just say,
McGrady.
Hunter McGrady. She's changed. She's a beautiful face.
Hunter.
Beautiful face.
Hunter.
But they make it so you can't say you're not attracted to her. You're a bigot. I'm not attracted to her. Like, oh, you hate. I'm like, no. She's massive. Yeah,
that's too much.
It's huge. No. Fred's reactions are so awesome. Hunter McGravy. And that's fine, but
hey, make that money.
Again, like what Paul Sura said, she's a model, I'm a model. It's discrimination to not hire me as a model now.
Yep.
I could sue any modeling agency for not getting me work.
You're not the look.
What's the look? What is the look?
Someone that
What's wrong with the way I look?
Your eye color.
Really? So you're discriminating on my visual.
Yeah, we didn't realize you.
You're discriminating on something I can't control. Really?
That, and we're worried about the food bill here.
Right. We can't do a craft service table.
Is that wrong?
We have to build a fulcrum underneath it to keep it from crashing every time you hit it at breakneck speeds. Plus, we have to put new shocks on your trailer. And yeah, there's no reason to. Every day, everybody, today, you have a lawsuit on your hands. Go in and say, I want to be a model. Doesn't matter what you look like anymore. Doesn't matter at all. There's no standard for it.
Oh, you're crazy.
No, we're not. Look at McGravy over here.
Yeah, McGravy. McGravy's proof. She's very pretty. Face. But.
She represents a good portion of America.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
Yeah, grimace.
Yeah, we've got too many grimaces in bathing suits. Yeah.
Being thin isn't healthy at all.
All right. Neither's that. How about the middle? Get L. McPherson back. We're all excited about that. And again, I always go back to that. It's not an accomplishment to get big. There's no show on TV called The Biggest Gainer. No one goes, man, you know what I did this summer? I put on 45 pounds. And then people are like, good for you. That's great. Unless you were anorexic or had cancer or something.
120 over here.
Yeah, I put on 120 over the last couple of years. I'm doing nothing. It's easy. It's like, yep. There's no Red Mountain weight gain centers. See if you can get as big as possible.
This newly formulated pill.
Yeah. will put weight on you like nobody's business. You'll be blobbing around like McGravy in no time.
The new Hollywood diet.
You still fit through doors? You're not with it. Here's your bathing suit that's made out of a parachute. It's just terrible. You can be into it, but Paul Sura, male model. If he was standing in front of Abercrombie & Fitch, representing a good portion of American men as well, with his shirt off, people would be complaining. Absolutely mind-boggling complaints would be
there would be complaints.
Yep. If on Muscle and Fitness, Paul was on there going, F it. And he's on the cover, people are like, oh, this is insane. It's like, well, no, why is a body image such an important thing? You got to sell stuff. You got to make it look good. They don't show the all-new Ford Bronco covered in dents. We don't care about the flawed things. We like good things. We're all flawed. That's why we look at stuff that's pretty. Sedona, now with less red.
The front seats are recliners, just jumbo, super armed.
You're back in the cabin. We'll talk to Mo in a little bit. We're going to do the fireside chats also. Mo says goodbye to the audience that she never had later this morning. Which I think is very generous on our part to let her have the forum to actually talk to an audience on her last day.
How generous of you to announce how generous it is.
It is very generous of my generosity. I'm pointing out my generosity because it's such a big deal. Look, she's never had an audience to talk to. I'm changing that on her last day. I did it for Ian, and he won Best Morning Show in the City after I allowed him on our show.
Wasn't he doing middays then?
Yes, he won it as a midday guy.
Mo's going to get it this year.
I hope so. We'll try.
Yeah.
I love Mo. She's a wonderful person, but how dare she try to steal my money? Because that's essentially what she did. So now she's got to do something else. So it's generous of me to say, come talk to an actual audience of radio listeners, say goodbye to them, and then go do whatever it is you do now in another time slot. Good luck. We'll see what happens. It's 8:10. We have the fireside chats coming up. There goes your Brady report. It's 98.
Big red badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.